Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Public Library board member Dave Garcia about the groundbreaking ceremony of the library expansion and renovation project. First off, talk about how you got involved with this when it started back in 2012, the library expansion project.
Yeah, so I've been on the board since 2009. And when I first came on the board, the idea of expanding the library was always there. And that, you know, excited me about that. And we finally started the process in 2012 with a space needs assessment. And we had a gentleman that came and surveyed the library and did a census population of town and realized that we need to double the space of the library. So working with the city council and the public, we decided it was time to expand the library.
It's probably very difficult from a decision made in 2012 to keep people engaged for 5 years until the groundbreaking. Just kind of talk about that experience and what kind of outreach you and the library board have done.
Yeah, we've had amazing volunteers, you know, from the board, the staff, and then many committees of people and in the public. Everyone's been really excited about the project and really helpful. We did have a little slowdown period at the beginning, and luckily we worked with the city, and I believe it was in 2014, we had the referendum and a bond issue, and you know the city overwhelmingly supported that. And I think that didn't just get the public excited, but it really got us excited to see that we had the backing from the community. And that kind of gave us a second wind. And since that point, we've really been working hard to raise money and complete the project.
How does it make you and the library board feel groundbreaking? Here it comes, finally, after the culmination of all your long, hard work. It's not quite done yet, but at least you can start to see some physical progress.
Oh, yeah. We're super excited. You know, we kind of joke that, you know, all the time we worked before was kind of stressful and, you know, trying to raise money. And now this is a fun time. You know, we see the finish line, and we're just having fun now. We're working hard, but it's super exciting to just see everything starting to happen. So,
talk about, I guess, what you and the library board think the Knoxville Library means to the public and the outpouring of support you got on the bond issue.
We definitely see the support from the community. I think the public sees the value of a library. You know, right now there's a lot of people using phones and different things to get books, and you hear people saying we don't need libraries, but we see that people see that we do need that building. We need that space. We need that community space, kind of that hub where people come together, get information. We just see that there's just a need out there. One thing that when we started this whole process, I kind of use this example. When I came, I was new to Knoxville in 2007. First place I went to was the library. And, you know, it's that economic development. And, you know, when people come to see our town, when they come from the Nationals and the different events, they go to the libraries, they go to the hospital, the rec center. And, you know, they need to see that new library there that, you know, with all the extra space. And I think that's what people knew, that we needed something like that. So,
what type of things does the library bring that I guess maybe people don't know about at this point? Because I think everybody knows you can go get books there, but it's a lot more than that.
If you're in a nonprofit group or any group, that's where you meet. You meet at the library upstairs right now. So people know that, you know, the library is a place, it's our meeting place. I'm on all sorts of groups, and I meet at the library at least 2 times a week for different groups. So that's one thing. Just the knowledge of the staff, you know, with our books and our circulation, but other things in the community the staff can help with. A lot of people come to the library to get help with filling out resumes, doing resumes and job searches. There's, you know, our computer, our media center is a lot of people use that don't have Wi-Fi at home. They come use the Wi-Fi at the library. A lot of kids now have the free laptops from the schools, but they get home and they don't have Wi-Fi at home and can't do their homework, so they come use that at the library.
Talk about the groundbreaking ceremony. What details should people know?
Groundbreaking ceremony is going to be on April 18th at 5:30, and we're just going to celebrate with the people that took part in this, the people that put in lots of hours of work, and also the people that donated money. So, you know, everyone's welcome to come. And it's just going to be a celebration of what we've done so far and what's coming ahead.
Thanks to Dave Garcia for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.